Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to New Jersey to face off against the first-place Devils in Game 1 of a four-game road swing that is clearly going to be challenging for the Sharks, as it would be for any team. New Jersey beat the Islanders yesterday in overtime on a dramatic goal by Jack Hughes, and so the Sharks are facing a team that is firing on all cylinders. San Jose wasn't at their absolute best against the Minnesota Wild, but they've been playing better hockey lately, and Tyler Toffoli looks forward to what he says is going to be a challenging road trip.
We got to be ready for every single game. It's going to be a tough trip. Obviously playing a few really good teams and playing desperate teams, teams that are in similar position as us, and trying to gain some ground back from not having the best start of the season. And with a back-to-back to start the trip, it's never easy. So we got to be ready to go against a really, really good team, really highly skilled team. And like I said, it's going to be a challenge.
Ty Dellandrea, who looks as if he's going to get some time with the top line today against the Devils, says that it's a tough start to the road trip, but it's an exciting one.
You know, it's every day. You know, it doesn't stop. You know, every night's a hard night. Every night, anybody has a chance to beat anybody, depending on how you show up. So, nothing new. Yeah, it's a tough road trip, back-to-back start, but just another game.
In practice yesterday, Dellandrea played on a line with Macklin Celebrini and with Tyler Toffoli, and he thinks he's going to bring quite a bit of his strengths to make that line successful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I think bring some, forechecking abilities, getting pucks back, fighting for loose pucks, you know, keeping plays alive. I think that's what a lot of my game is, and I think that can, you know, help a top line like that.
That means the Sharks are likely to put the Lund line back together again with Granlund, Zetterlund, and Eklund. Fabian Zetterlund says that that line will have its act together against a tough Devils team.
Yeah, of course. We can do a lot of things out there, and we don't got to get rid of the puck. We're going to hold on to it and then find an end.
And since Zetterlund was once a teammate of Jack Hughes, I asked him what it's like to face him.
I did it twice now, so it's I would say it's fun. Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, you know, but when I'm out there with him, he's not going to look that great. I mean, I'm going to try to shut him down, you know. He likes to hang on to the puck, and he's sneaky out there, you know, like dangle some guys trying to do his own stuff, you know, and we're going to shut it down for sure.
Tyler Toffoli also is a former Devil that's playing against this team. He said he enjoyed his time, although brief, while here.
Definitely, it was great. Like I said earlier, obviously expectations were really high, and things didn't turn out. A lot of injuries, unfortunate stuff, but that's just the way the game goes sometimes. And still talked to a lot of the guys, saw some of the guys last night, or things like that. So definitely had a good time here.
The Sharks go with Mackenzie Blackwood in the goal against his former team. And on the other side of the ice, with the Devils skating yesterday against the Islanders, it appears that goaltender Jake Allen will get the start for Sheldon Keefe's hockey club. Toffoli says that regardless of who's in goal for the other side, you have to force the goaltender to make a big save every time you shoot the puck.
I think you got to score in obviously different spots. And I think in the game, you're not going to have the luxury of being able to pick your spot every single time. And Luke Robitaille told me early in my career to make the goalie make a save. So if you're missing the net, obviously there's no chance of it going in. If the goalie's making a save, then there's a chance that it'll go in. And that's just something that I was told Todd early in my career.
Macklin Celebrini is going to get a lot of attention on this road trip, given the fact that we're in the New York metropolitan area. He's been self-critical after coming back to action and scoring two beautiful goals, and yet he sees that there's more room for improvement.
There's a couple times where I've fumbled the puck and haven't been sharp, where I lose the puck, and those can't happen, especially when you're playing against high-level players. They'll just take it and run with it. So, I can't really give you a time in one game, but there's some plays that, yeah, for sure.
Part of that came from the lull for 12 games out with an injury, and Celebrini says it's more difficult to get ramped up properly at the NHL level.
It's tough coming back at the speed of the game that it is, and missing a couple weeks without having much experience in the first place. I knew there was going to be a little bit of adjustment period where I wasn't feeling great and maybe I mishandled some pucks, but hopefully I can clean it up.
So how do you learn on the fly? Celebrini told us about it.
It comes with mistakes, making mistakes, and making some errors and learning from it. Like, I'm going to try to make plays around the ice, and when they won't work, maybe look back at it and see what else is open or a read I could have made. So, it comes with mistakes and learning throughout what you see.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
The hat trick!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
For this game against the Devils, the Sharks worked hard on zone exits because that's going to be so important against a hard forechecking team like New Jersey. Defenseman Timothy Liljegren, who's gaining in comfort with his new teammates, talked about what they worked on in practice yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was good. I feel like we tend to get stuck in our own zone a little bit too often with, you know, failed breakouts. So every time you can break the puck out well, just get better flow to your game and get guys up in the offensive zone, get rolling there. So I think it's about executing and obviously try to spend as little time as possible in your D zone, and that starts with a good breakout.
Don't miss a minute of this road trip. The best place to find all the action is right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Jason Demers joins me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage starting at 3:30 Pacific time. The Sharks and the New Jersey Devils in Game 1 of the road trip. Until then, that's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.